Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Trade Mornings for Toyota. Certainty is a great feeling. Search Toyota Certified. And for Host Plus, official superannuation partner of the AFL.
Thanks for your company. This is Trade Mornings for Toyota. Certainty is a great feeling, BJ. Search Toyota Certified and Host Plus, official superannuation partner of the AFL. Now, Beach, we will be getting to a wrap-up, and I want to get all of your take on what we saw on Saturday night with that brilliant grand final between the D's and the Dogs. A 74-point win to the D's, their first in 57 years. But right now, and we can't go past this, there's a man coming out of Port Adelaide who's just finished his time up there. It's Hamish Hartlett. Hammer, 31 years of age, played 193 games going back to 2009. Thank you for joining us, first of all. My first question is, what did you make of Saturday night as a current player? What did you see that you loved?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me, fellas. I appreciate you spending the time to have a quick chat. I thought it was a great game. You know, up until just before three-quarter time, it was neck and neck, and that's exactly what everyone wants to see out of a grand final, first and foremost. And then just the way that Melbourne were able to score, particularly out of centre bounce, you know, in the last few minutes of the third quarter, and then going into the last quarter was pretty incredible. I think, you know, personally, I thought that was going to be the difference, particularly with Gawn, you know, Max Gawn in the ruck, and the quality of the midfield that Melbourne have got. I thought that might have been the difference in the game, but yeah, certainly didn't expect them to be so dominant in that area like they were in the, you know, the back half of the game.
Hamish, just quickly on the D's. When you've been in team meetings and analysing the D's, what was the priority that you needed to take away from their game style? What was a non-negotiable?
Yeah, it's funny. I think in recent years, probably prior to this year, we've always felt like we've had an edge over the Demons, particularly outside of the contest. We know how good they are inside the contest with Oliver and Viney and Petraka and these guys, but you know, personally, I think as a club, we probably thought we could get them on the outside of the contest a bit, but they've added that component, to their game incredibly well in the last 12 months. I think it was purely their midfield. If we could match them in the midfield, you know, in and around the contest, whether that was inside or outside, to go a long way to win the game for us. But, you know, they were just so dominant all over the air. I think probably the other area was their inset marking game with Lever and May in their, you know, the back half of the ground. They're probably the two areas that we really focused on against them. But, you know, they just had every component of their game, firing all cylinders on Saturday night.
Hamish, it's BJ. Thanks for joining us. Let's just talk about you now. Take us through a bit about towards the end of the year and the discussions, you know, had with the footy club and Kenny in particular, and how that all unfolded. Obviously, Dell and I have been a part of those awkward, tough conversations that need to be had. But take us through your experience with the footy club and how tough was it to hear those words from the footy club?
Yeah, look, I guess given my age, coming into the start of the season, 30. You almost feel like you get looked at in a bit of a different light as soon as you hit the age of 30.
Yeah,
So I guess there was a little bit of that anxiety coming in at the start of the year, and then probably felt like there was a few young fellas, you know, nipping at my heels in terms of my position at half back there as well. So I was always aware that this is going to be a pretty important year for me if I was going to continue my career to Adelaide. And the first half of the year was sort of okay. Played some okay footy, not as well as I would have liked, perhaps. But certainly the back half of the year, I suffered a bit of injury with this quad issue that I had. I was kind of lingering around for a few weeks, and then had a sort of minor knee operation. So whether I was getting a year next year or whether my career was going to continue at Port Adelaide was pretty well dependent on the back half of my season, which really was bit of a write-off for me, unfortunately. So Kenny was really honest throughout the whole season in terms of where I was at, and he pretty much said that it's all going to be dependent on how you play in the back half of the season. And given that I didn't play very well at all, sort of knew that this conversation might have been had, that my career was going to be over.
Was there a moment that you knew you probably had to look elsewhere, Hamish? Like, you have those feelings, and it's good to hear that clubs and Kenny in particular are honest with you about what the back half of the year looked like. Was there moments that you still thought, hey, I'm good enough to play here, even though you mentioned those young guys nipping at the heels, but then there's also a defining moment to think, hey, I've got a workout option, you know, B, C and D here?
Oh, no doubt, yeah. And again, I was probably about the midway through the season, but my manager was having those conversations with the football club, and I consider myself a pretty loyal person, so you know, I wanted to play out my days at Port Adelaide as an ASL player. But yeah, I mean, the closer towards the end of the season that was sort of unfolding, I guess the more those options were explored, and so those conversations were had with Michael Dowdy, my manager, about, all right, if things aren't to go to plan here at Port Adelaide, you know, where to next? And I am very keen to continue my AFL playing career elsewhere. So,
that's a good segue into my next question. Yeah, are you actively, you or your manager, should I say, in conversations with clubs and trying to find a new home?
Yeah, we've put the feelers out there to a few clubs, and obviously it's still quite early in the off season, and the AFL season's only just wrapped up over the weekend, so clubs are still figuring out what their lists are all going to look like, and I think there's conversations to be had with some senior players from other clubs, but we've certainly been on the lookout. I must admit there hasn't been a great deal of opportunity, I guess, at this point in time. So we'll have to wait and see how things unfold over the next 2 or 3 weeks. But I'm certainly keen to keep playing at the highest level. I've got the motivation, the mindset to want to be able to do that.
Speaking to Hamish Hartlett, delisted Port Adelaide defender. Hamish, I'm not sure about what your situation is at home, whether you've got a partner or kids, which may make it a little bit more complicated. But are you prepared to go interstate if that's where the opportunity arises, or is it only South Australia?
No, look, I've had those conversations with my partner. If a playing opportunity did come about, I'd absolutely be happy to move interstate. It's unfortunately or unfortunately, I guess she's just accepted a role, which means that she'll be sort of bound to Adelaide at least for the next year or so. But those conversations have been had, and if it was a playing career that was to unfold, I'd be happy to go elsewhere.
Just a quick one on actually getting told. Who tells you that? Who tells you the information that you won't be required next year from a football club perspective?
Yeah, so that was a conversation that Kenny and I had, and Chris Davies, our footy ops manager. We finished up on the Saturday night against the Bulldogs, and then we rolled into drowning the sorrows a bit on the Sunday. And thankfully, it was only about an hour into that particular social event that Kenny called me and he said, mate, I'd like to get you into the office tomorrow. Just have a conversation about where you're at and where we see you going forward. And my exit meeting wasn't actually until sort of Tuesday, late Tuesday afternoon. So
your heart must have dropped.
Yeah, correct. Like you go in a day earlier pretty much just to have a one-on-one conversation with the coach, and you sort of connect the dots a bit and I guess figure out what that conversation is going to be about. But it's not until I guess you hear the words that it really, really sinks in, and that's when the emotion starts to unfold.
It is a tough one. We've all been through it, and every player has to go through it at some stage or another. Before we let you go, I just want to ask you one on Port Adelaide. What's missing? What do they need to take the next step? And that could be simply as playing a grand final, let alone winning it. What are they missing right now, and why haven't they been able to get the job done?
Yeah, what are they missing? Look, in terms of pieces of the puzzle as such, I don't really think there's anything missing. Perhaps the only thing I can think from an on-field point of view is just a bit more sort of depth for genuine midfielders. We played, obviously, Travis and Ollie have carried a lot of that load over the last few years. And Will and Drew had a great year this year, which is fantastic to see. And sort of saw, Connor, Rosie and Zach Butters and these types of half forwards roll through there from time to time, but probably an extra bit of midfield depth, I guess, from a playing point of view. But outside of that, I think everything's there for the club to really have success, and I do say that genuinely. The personnel we've got around the football club, that's coaching staff, that's fitness staff, medical staff,
all exceptional people and very, very good at what they do. And I think, you know, the current playing group is good enough to actually win the whole thing. So, yeah, a little bit of luck, a little bit more consistency in performance and maybe an extra midfielder. And I think but Port Adelaide are pretty much there.
Very good summary. We appreciate your time, Hamish. We look forward and we hope that you get another opportunity next year, wherever it may be.
No worries. Thanks, Phil.
Good on you, Hammer. This has been Trade Mornings for Toyota. Certainty is a great feeling. Sorch Toyota Certified and Host Plus official superannuation partner of the AFL.
You're listening to Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. Continental Tyres. When everything counts on Continental.